This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Former Vice President Joe Biden is now a presidential candidate. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, Biden is hoping to appeal to disaffected industrial workers who voted for President Trump in 2016.
Biden's long touted his blue-collar roots, and St. Anselm College's Chris Galdieri says the former VP is banking on success in places like his native Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Michigan.
I think part of Biden's pitch is that he can win back those Rust Belt states.
James Thurber at American University says Biden would be a threat there to President Trump.
Those are his people.
But Iowa State's David Anderson says Biden may not have broader appeal within a party trending more liberal and diverse, with some Democrats pushing for female and minority candidates.
Joe Biden certainly is not that.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Tens of thousands of people marched in Sudan's capital Thursday for what organizers called a million-strong march in support of civilian rule, just weeks after Omar al-Bashir was ousted from power. Naba Mohideen reports from Khartoum.
Tens of thousands of Sudanese poured onto Khartoum's streets Thursday, calling for military leaders who toppled Omar al-Bashir to hand over power to civilian leaders. Sudan's main protest group, the Sudanese Professionals Association, organized the march after talks with the Transitional Military Council deadlocked. Three members of the TMC resigned late Wednesday after the SPA called for the march. The military ousted Bashir on April 11 after 3 decades in power and 4 months of anti-government protests. Military leaders took over, promising elections within 2 years. But protesters are demanding immediate civilian rule and have refused to leave the streets. Naba Mohideen for VOA News, Khartoum.
For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The human rights group Amnesty International says U.S. coalition forces killed more than 1,600 civilians in the air campaign to retake the city of Raqqa from Islamic State. Henry Ridgewell reports from London.
Following a 2-year investigation, the group says it has gathered names for more than 1,000 of the victims and says it has verified 641 deaths on the ground in Raqqa.
This is not a situation of a few individual cases, isolated cases. It is much more systemic than that.
Amnesty worked alongside the investigative group Air Wars, spending 2 months on the ground in Raqqa, interviewing survivors and visiting strike sites. In response to the evidence it has presented, Amnesty says coalition forces have acknowledged far fewer civilian deaths. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
The U.S. Embassy in Colombo, Sri Lanka, has advised people to avoid places of worship over the coming weekend, citing Sri Lankan reports that additional attacks may occur. The warning comes just days after a devastating attack on Christian worshippers on Easter Sunday, when suicide bombers killed more than 250 people. Officials had earlier set the death toll at more than 350, but revised the number Thursday, saying some of the bodies might have been counted twice. Sri Lankan police continue making arrests in connection with Sunday's attacks, telling reporters they have arrested more than 70 men and women from all over the country. Also on Thursday, Sri Lanka's defense secretary quit in the wake of the bombings, heeding calls from the country's president for his resignation. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is returning home after a one-day summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Before leaving Russia, Kim said the candid and meaningful talks were about promoting peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula. Journalist Yevgeny Baranov has been covering the summit for VOA. He says that Kim might use the summit as leverage in future negotiations.
I think what comes next, that Kim Jong-un will try to negotiate with different actors, such as China, keeps talking with Russia, and at the same time looking at Washington, what Washington can do, whether it can soften or not its policy.
After a February Trump-Kim summit in Hanoi ended with no deal, the United States has insisted it will not relax sanctions against Pyongyang unless it commits to abolishing its nuclear weapons program. A mixed day on Wall Street, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average losing 0.5%. The S&P was also off, but the NASDAQ rose 0.21%. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.